Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Morning, Mess. How you doing? It's your guy, Joey Boy.
Hey, it's Gina.
And it's Carla.
Okay, as we're getting back in the studio, we're realizing, it's the end of the year. A lot of kids are graduating. I know my little ones are graduating this week. And we started talking about this story that went viral about a senior prank. So, hit us up right now. What was your senior prank? What was your senior prank? Ladies, I'm going to ask you yours. But the story that went viral, Gina, is about this, I would say, a very understanding principle.
Yes, a very understanding principle. It was basically this group of students who were in a boarding school, and they got together with the principal's husband, and they decided to crash her actual house. She did live on campus because it was a boarding school, so the husband lets them all sneak in through the back door, and the principal wakes up in the morning, and they're just, like, gathered around the breakfast table. They had a slumber party. Principal had no idea they were there.
I think it's a pretty good senior prank. Mm-hmm. I think that's pretty good. The principal had no idea that all these seniors were going to sleep in her house, so it's gone viral. Now, Carla, think back at your senior prank. What did they do in your school?
Honestly, it wasn't that fun. I guess I wasn't a part of it because the other seniors, like, they had a group text message that I guess I just wasn't in. But they grabbed all the furniture from the principal's office and they put it on the roof of the office.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, so I'm sure they had a lot of help from other teachers.
Right.
And they had to get, like, the janitors involved because there's no way we could have pulled that off without a little background help.
You know what? In my senior year, they sent out, like, an email to everyone that that better not be a senior prank.
Oh, no.
Yes. You know, like, how in radio they sent out an email that we better not do, like, an April Fool's joke on April Fool's?
Yeah. You get the warning.
They gave us the warning. So in my senior year, we did not do any pranks because they warned that nobody would graduate. Now, if that's possible, I don't even know if that's even legally possible that you could do that.
Well, you would graduate legally. Like, you could go to college, but they probably wouldn't let you walk the stage.
Wouldn't let you walk the stage. So we did not. Gina, did you have a senior prank in your school?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And I'll be honest with you, like, I don't think I was a part of this either, but it was really, really impressive. So we had the parking lot. You had to pay to park, and you paid premium to get a closer spot to the gate. So all these parking spots were numbered. So overnight, some seniors came through and they painted over the parking spaces, but only the second digit. So it all just said one. So every single space was number one. So when you arrived to school the next day, you literally could park wherever you want. It didn't matter. Like, they couldn't check your tag to make sure you're in the right spot because they painted over all the parking numbers.
They're crazy.
They're crazy.
They were wild enough. What was your senior prank? Do you remember it? Did you get warned? Did you get threatened? Did you get in trouble? Okay. It's the Morning Mess, y'all. Hanging out with the Morning Mess, we're talking about senior pranks. What was your senior prank in high school? Because this story, it's gone viral about this one high school. Now, one thing to preface by this, Carla, that the kids actually got the help with the principal's husband, though.
Yes, which I think is important to note. They weren't breaking and entering.
Right.
But basically what happened was 70 kids stayed as overnight guests at their principal's house. This was a boarding school, so the principal was on campus, right? But they got in cahoots with her husband, and they said, hey, we are going to, as a senior prank, spend the night at your house.
Right.
And so the principal walks into her kitchen and sees all these kids packed in there like sardines, and she's like, okay, what is happening? And then she realized this is their senior prank, which is harmless.
Yes.
Breaking and entering. With permission.
With permission, though. There's the clause on that.
Yes.
What was your senior prank? That's a good one. I think that's on top of the board. So we got Brenda. What happened at your high school? What was your senior prank?
Well, not our class year, but the class before our year. They sewed the car into the light post in the middle of the school grounds.
They did what?
They, like, cut the car, like, and then they, like, put it in the light post and then put it together.
Y'all cut an entire car in half?
Yeah, and then they welded it back together.
I'm impressed.
That's amazing.
I would keep it there if I were the prince. This is a testament to the hard work of my students. Are you kidding me?
Yes.
That's wild.
Big shout to the shop class. Man.
For real.
We did have auto collision in our campus. So.
Did you?
Obviously, right? Like, wait, what did they end up doing with the car?
You know what? I don't know exactly. They're all campus day.
What kind of car was it?
It was like a cop car style.
It was a cop car.
I know the kind.
Yes, with the little mirror.
Yep, everything, the whole shebang.
Oh, that's pretty good, I must admit.
I love that. That's my favorite.
Now, here's the thing. I wonder, like, well, we posted up the video of this one principal that the seniors, with the help of her husband, broke into her house at night, and they did a sleepover in her. Did you see it?
Yes.
That's pretty funny, right?
That was so good.
That's a pretty good one. Now, obviously, the permission with her husband, and he was in on it, but her face was priceless. You can tell she's a fun principal, that she got a good laugh from it. Did your principal get a good laugh with the welding of the car in the campus in the light post?
Yeah, they did. They did. Okay. I did know about another campus letting a pig go loose.
Oh, they let a pig loose on campus?
Yeah.
Okay, I've heard of chickens, but not pigs.
They're harder to catch.
Yep. So, I mean, I think it's tradition. And I think every year, every class, they level up. I think that one's the top one right there, the sneaking in the house.
Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing that with us. The welding of the car is crazy.
Thank you, guys.
Very impressive.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Do you think teachers and principals are mad at our show at this morning that we're giving students ideas at all?
No, because we're just saying, you know, what was yours? We're not saying do it.
True. Very true. More of your calls up next, y'all. Your morning mess here. How you doing? It's Joey Boy.
It's Gina.
And Carla.
What was your senior prank? What was yours? Story went viral, Carla, about this one boarding school. And the principal's husband was in on it with the students. Pretty funny to me.
Yes, it was St. Andrew's School out in Delaware. They're a private school and a boarding school. So the kids got in cahoots with the principal's husband and said, hey, can we maybe break into your house so that as a senior prank, we can sleep all over your living room, kitchen, garage. It was 70 students. All packed into one house as a prank.
It's hilarious.
She's literally in a robe and yellow Crocs. She looks shocked when she sees them.
And then I was talking to you guys like, that's a funny one, right?
Mm-hmm.
But maybe one that went too far. And there was one story about one that went too far. Now, we're not saying do this, students. We're not saying to do this because it didn't go too well. But these one students did what?
There was a high school that the students listed on Zillow for sale at $42,000 as their senior prank.
To sell the high school.
To sell the entire high school.
I wonder if they got any buyers.
Right?
I'm sure they did.
Right, $42,000, right?
Very affordable.
So we got Jade. What was your senior prank?
Oh my gosh. Okay, actually, I'm a COVID graduate, so I didn't get my senior prank.
Oh, I'm sorry. If you were to go back in time and you had the chance to do a prank, is there one that you would have liked to do? Like one that you maybe saw online you thought was funny?
Okay, hear me out. I'll tell you guys what it was.
Oh, you guys had planned it out before the pandemic?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, okay. What was it?
We had this security guard that was like a girl. And like she was like really like buff and strong and everything. And like people didn't like her because she'd break up fights.
The nerve of her.
How dare she do her job?
I know, for real. But people were trying to get into the school and decorate her golf cart all like glitter, and she was a tomboy, like all glittery and everything, and then like spray her name on the golf cart, and then like just all this stuff, like glitter and everything. That's what they were trying to do.
Oh, that's a cute, I think, harmless little prank,
right?
Like, to make it real girly.
No,
her
I think
little...
she would have been mad.
Well, I mean, most of the time, pranks don't go over well, as long as you guys didn't have malicious intentions.
It would have been funny.
Yeah. I think that one's pretty harmless compared to some of the ones that I've seen. I'm sure that's school property, but you guys didn't get to do it because of COVID.
Yeah, we didn't get to do anything. No senior prom, no nothing.
You know what you need to do is get your class together. I know they normally wait till like a 5 or 10 year reunion. Don't do that. Do it now. Y'all got to go work for the same company so you can senior prank your boss.
Oh, seriously, for real?
Okay, well, thanks for chiming on in.
All right, thank you.
All right, we'll see you in the next pandemic. Okay, bye.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.